Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Mitt Romney says he's got the time and resources and the plan to take them all the way to the Republican presidential nomination. On CNBC's Squawk Box program today, Romney says he's feeling pretty darn good about his showing on Super Tuesday yesterday when he won in Alaska and five other states. Rick Santorum won three states and Newt Gingrich picked up one. University of Alaska Fairbanks has hired a former Army officer to work as an advocate for military veterans on campus. Phil Hokanson will be liaison for veterans to university services and to services around Fairbanks, including Veterans Administration benefits. By unanimous vote, the State House has passed legislation that would criminalize picketing at funerals. House Bill 234 would consider disorderly conduct picketing with reckless disregard within 150 feet of a cemetery, church, or other facility during a funeral, or within 60 minutes before or after a funeral. The bill is in response to the actions of the Kansas-based Westboro Baptist Church, which frequently pickets funerals of military members in the lower 48. The bill, a priority of the Joint Veterans Caucus, passed on a 31-0 vote yesterday. It now goes to the State Senate for consideration. The Juneau Assembly is willing to raise property taxes but not lay off employees in order to balance the city's budget. Meeting as the Finance Committee last night, the Assembly directed the city administration to close a two-year estimated shortfall of $4.4 million with some combination of the following: operational cuts that do not include layoffs, a mill rate increase that keeps the total mill rate under 11 mills, and one-time money not to exceed $1 million. The order came after an executive session that lasted more than an hour where City Manager Rod Swope discussed specific positions he would eliminate if the Assembly gave him the okay to use layoffs and reductions to services to balance the budget. The $4.4 million estimated shortfall is what remains of a $7.5 million gap projected earlier this year. To arrive at the new number, Swope and manager-in-waiting Kim Kiefer identified $4.8 million in potential savings, as well as likely spending increases. Kiefer says most of the proposed savings are from holding positions open and reduced spending across all city departments. She says about $1.5 million in additional cuts will be avoided because of savings carried over from this year's budget, but she warned the public is already seeing reduced services as a result.
We're not going to have police officers in the schools with the reduction of two officers. The pools are closing an hour early during the weekdays. We're closing libraries on holidays. We've reduced the rental times at Mount Jumbo Gym. We're no longer renting out Terry Miller Gym. Because we are keeping a code compliance officer position, we won't be able to get to those as quickly. There'll probably be some delays in responses because of some of the positions that are open.
The Finance Committee, which includes every member of the CBG Assembly, will start a thorough review of the manager's budget proposal next month. A final spending plan must be approved by June 15th, and KTOO will have more on the Assembly's direction to the manager coming up tomorrow during Morning Edition.